Socialism as a philosophy and political model may have a bad reputation in the United States. While the Democratic Socialists today have little interest in taking over the Ohio State House, one of note would like to take over the White House. This morning, a look at the little-understood political movement that's propelled Senator Bernie Sanders into the forefront of the 2016 presidential race. Having soundly won the Democratic New Hampshire presidential primary, self-described Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders may have throngs of supporters, but he has his detractors as well.
If I had said to my father, Dad, are you know, would you support a socialist? He'd probably kick me out of the house.
That's Republican presidential candidate and Ohio Governor John Kasich with an obvious dig at Sanders. Ohio State University political science professor Eric McGilvery says historically socialistic political regimes were a far cry from the capitalist model used in the United States.
Socialism traditionally has meant state ownership of key parts of the economy. So, for example, transportation or heavy industry or utilities and so on.
But McGilvery says it appears Sanders espouses the so-called Nordic model of socialism,
where you have a very generous welfare state, which focuses on things like cradle to grave, kind of free education, free health care, free job training programs, generous unemployment benefits, and so on.
McGilvery says under this Nordic model, benefits are combined with a highly competitive and deregulated economic sector.
So you have flexible labor markets, you have free trade, and then the idea is you have high union membership so that labor and business and government are working kind of cooperatively in partnership rather than as competitors or antagonists.
Lacking strong labor unions working in tandem with business and taxes as high as some European countries, OSU political scientist Paul Beck says Sanders wants a different source of revenue to pay for the benefits he's promising.
His recipe or his proposal is that it come from the very rich. And that's something that plays well in the United States these days on both the left and the right.
Connie Hammond likes Bernie Sanders' economic recipe and his message. She's a member of the Democratic Socialists of Central Ohio. The group, Hammond says, has about 90 members.
It's not a political party. We don't run candidates. We don't endorse candidates.
While it won't endorse Senator Sanders' presidential run, Hammond says the group does support his policies,
especially more fairness for workers and employees. We support a living wage. We support government support for college students. So basically everything that Senator Sanders supports.
Despite the informal backing of Hammond's group and thousands of supporters who attend Sanders' campaign events, political scientist Paul Beck says the senator from Vermont lacks the support of mainstream Democrats who don't care for his brand of socialism.
His proposals are too utopian, too expensive, at a time when Americans really don't want to be taxed more, and the rich certainly don't want to be taxed more.
No matter the outcome in November, Democratic Socialist Connie Hammond says Sanders' candidacy has shone a light on her organization.
Because I think when people understand that the things that we value are just basic American values that a lot of people hold very dear, people will realize that we're not quite so far out as maybe they would have thought.
Marilyn Smith, WOSU News.